Baba Basra, Daf Peites Amud Beis, page 89, side B. The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa Digrume. We're talking about a Miznayim of those smiths of copper and metal. They weigh big pieces and heavy at once, and therefore their shear, their measure needs to be a great one. The Gemara is going to talk now about the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara as far as the scale goes. Omar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish. Rabbi Mani Bar Patish says, Kiderech she'omru li'inyan esuron. Just as the Chacham said as far as the scale with regards to the prohibition that it is prohibited to weigh in them if they were not made according to the measures as had been explained. Kach omru li'inyan tumasom. Likewise, they said with regards to their Tumah, to impurity, that if they are not made properly, they're not makabel tumah, because since it is prohibited to use them for weights, to weigh with them, they are not considered to be a kli, they're not considered to be a vessel, and they're not makabel tumah. So the Gemara asks, "My kamash melon, what is it, Rabbi Moni, coming to teach us over here?" Tanina, we learned this din in a Mishnah in Kelim Perik Choftes Mishnah Hey. We learned over there that chut miznayim shel chenveni v'shel balei batim, the string in which it hangs into the roof, the scale of the storekeeper or the balabatim, homo owners, can only receive tumah if it's as the shear of a tefach, because that's the shear that is fit to weigh in it, as mentioned before in Omad Aleph. So from this we see that the pashtas, the same thing is for all the other portions and parts of this miznayim, that they do not receive tumah if they don't have the shear. So what did Rabbi Mani come to teach us over here? One answer is that Rabbi Mani's din is coming to teach us for the konu misna shelo itzrichalei. He needs it to say that also the stick and the string will not receive tumah unless they were made according to the halacha. The loit nan. Because that's not mentioned, this thing in the Mishnah, and we cannot learn it from the Mishnah with regards to the Nefesh, that the Loch applies to them too. Now the Gemara is going to say first that Loch is with regards to making the stones for the scales. Tana Rabbana. Rabbana said, in Eisim Mishkolis, we can't make these stones that you weigh with, Loi shall Ba'atz, not made out of bedil, and so not to make it of tin, v'leishal aver, v'leishal aver, not from oferes, of lead, and v'leishal gistrein, and not of gistrein, this is a mixture of types of metal, v'leishal shorimine matoches, and not from other types of metal, because all these they grind down, and they over time they become less, they diminish. But the seller can make the stones for weight of shaltsunma, of stone, v'shalzruchis, and of glass, because these don't diminish after time. Tan Rabbana, we learned in a braisa. In this braisa, we're going to learn about the halachas about making the machak, the erasing of the extra in the sale. Tana Rabbana, ein oisin hamachak. We don't make the machak. That's the it's a type of a sargal that uses that you remove, you shove off the extra, the heap. That's when you make the in the measuring vessel. So the sargal is a type of a tool that just moves it down, erases it off, straightens out and removes all the excess. So you can't make the machak shel delas of delas mipnei shu kal, because that's very light and that doesn't erase well, and the seller loses. And and you can't make it out of metal, because that's too heavy on the measure and it removes more than what is proper, and the buyer loses. But you make it out of wood of olive, or tree of the nuts, shall shikma of the shikma tree, shall eshbroya. This is a type of woods, and the amount of their weight is exactly what's needed to remove the axis, so that the measure is exact. Another halacha we learned in the Braisa, Tan Rabbanu, within the Braisa, Neisin HaMachak, we don't make the machak in such a way that Tzide Echad Av, Vitzide Echad Kotzer, one side is thick and one is narrow. Because the narrow side goes inside the grain, and that, races, removes well, and the thick side doesn't. And when he buys from other people, he'll use the thick side, and when he'll sell, he'll use the narrow side, and therefore he has to make the both sides equal, either thick or narrow, as the custom of the place. Now we're going to talk about halachas and about this erasing, the removal of the extra. Lo yimchek, you shouldn't remove all the heap from the measure of bas achas once, like with a quick move. Shamech bas achas. Because if you erase it all at once, it ala meicher, that's bad for the seller. The yofek lalekech, and that's good for the buyer, because you didn't really remove the entire heap, and it's the advantage of the buyer. Velo yuchak maat maat, and also not to sit there a little bit, a little every time, erase a little bit, so that it should be very well removed. Because, in other words, what he does is that first he removes one tefach from the heap, and then he raises the mechek, and he lowers it, and he erases another tefach, the same many times. Because the reason is because shadal lekech v'yofel lemecher, because in that way it's bad for the buyer, it's good for the seller, because he erases a lot. Because every time that he sort of lowers the machak, he squeezes more the in the cup. But you have to sort of measure the entire heap, but you do it gently and you do it at once. The Braise concludes Al Kulon on all these halachas that we were explained, all different types of tricks and wrongdoings. Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said, Oy li im oymar, woe to me if I say publicly those halachas, and Oy li im lo oymar, woe to me if I don't say them. If I will say Shema Yimadu Haramayim, because perhaps from this the cheaters will learn to cheat in ways they didn't know before. So the Gemara is not sure what did Rabbi Yochanan actually, did he do in actuality? Bayiluhu, so they asked the question in the yeshiva in the end, Amora, did he say it or Lo Amora? Just to finish what we learned before, he said, "Oyli imaymar, woe to me if I would say the halachas oyli imaymar, because imaymar, if I'm going to say shem yilmadu haramoyim, because the cheaters will learn. Maybe they didn't know these tricks, and now that I'm teaching them all the tricks, they're going to go use it. Imaymar, and if I'm not going to do shem yemiru haramoyim, ain tamid chacham bekim ma'asiyadenu. So the cheaters will say the tamid chacham don't know what we're doing, and therefore they will come to trick even more." So the Gemara wonders, what did Rabbi Yochanan do lemaisa? Ibaya luhu. So he asked the question in the yeshiva, Amora le Amora, did he say it or did he not say it? Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Rav Shmuel Yitzchok says Amora, he did say it. Ma'aykro, and he relied on this pasuk, Amora. He told him, because the pasuk says, Ki shorid darche Hashem v'tzadikim yelchu bom u'poishim yikoshlu bom. And he explained the pasuk that the words of Torah are straight, and the tzadikim learn from them how to be careful not to cheat, and the Rishoyim stumble over them, and they learn from it how to trick. So from this we see that we need to say the words of Hashem, so the one who is righteous should learn from it how to be careful, and we shouldn't stop because of the evil people that will learn how to do cheating from this. The Gemara continues to specify different types of cheatings that one needs to be careful with them. Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. It says in the pasuk in Vayikra, you tell the pasuk, "Hey, leisasu avol b'mishpat, b'mida, b'mishkol, b'mishura." You shall do no wrong in the judgment, whether it's the measure and the weight and the b'mishura. So the Braisa explained the pasuk: b'mida measures v'mididas karka, that this is the measuring of land. of a property of the land, so that he should not do anything wrong with it. And that is shalay limdeid. He shouldn't measure for two people that are splitting the same field. For example, two brothers that inherit, or two partners that have purchased together. Lechad b'meisa chama, or lechad b'meisa geshamin. One with the same string, you measure one in the summer and one in the winter. Because in the summer, the string is dried out and it's short, and in the rain season it's wet and it's long. So it comes out that parts will not be equal. And further in the pasuk it says, b'mishkol. B'mishkol means, in which Loyatmin, he shouldn't hide and put his stones of Mishkeloisov bemelach in his weights in salt, because they become heavier and you need to weigh more against them, and the seller loses because he has to measure more schera, more merchandise for it. Ba Mesura means Shaloyatiach, he shouldn't pour the wine strongly into the measuring, which is called the misura, because the foam comes up, you know, from the wine, and it seems that it's full. Now, misura is a small measure, and the Torah still was careful that you shouldn't do anything wrong with it. So how much more so that with larger measures it's prohibited? Because over there we can say, Uma misura shehi echad mishloishim vishisha. A misura is only one part of 36 of a beloig, of one loig. And nevertheless, ikpidol of Torah, the Torah was very strict and careful not to make anything wrong with that measure. Kavachimer, how much more when we talk about greater measures for lihin, for a hin, the chatzi hin, ushlishis a hin, urvis a hin, the loig, the chatzi loig urvis, and a quarter of a loig, and I also a tuman, the chatzi tuman, let's say eighth of a kav, which is a half a log, and a chatzi tumen, it's a half of an eighth of a kav, which is a quarter of a log, v'uchla, that's a fifth of a log. Those are all measures that are much greater than the mesura, that the Torah was careful that the person should not pour into them strongly, so that there should be this foam on the top, and the measure will become less. Because over there's also a lot of the foam that comes up on the top. Now the Gemara teaches about the prohibition of holding in one's property measures that are blemished. A person is prohibited to hold a measure that is either lacking or more in his house, because he might come to measure with it. And even the prohibition is, even if it is used for an ovid that is a vessel, shomemer aglayim, for what you go for number one, because we're still afraid that when he's going to want to measure something, he'll wash it well, he'll remove the dirt, and he'll measure it. And therefore, these measures have no way of allowing them to exist in our homes, and we're obligated to break them. So, although generally we say that you can't have these blemished measures in your house, so the Gemara brings down that there are certain situations that it is permitted to hold them. Amar Apapa says that Apapa lo yamorom, we did not say that it is prohibited to hold these blemished measures, ella ba'asrod lichasim, only in a place that they are not sealed, they're not signed. In other words, there's not people from the king that come and sign on the correct measures. And then we were afraid that you are, there's a worry that you might use them. You know, today too, you have like on the pumps, you see that, you know, the measure that comes from the government, there's a seal that the actually, you know, you buy a gallon of gasoline that's actually a gallon, etc. Avo ba'asr l'chassime, but in the city that there is appointed people because of the, from the king, that they sign and they verify there's a signature on the correct measures, then we don't have a problem with keeping these blemished measures, because ilechazi, because if the person that purchases is not going to see the chasima, the signature on the measure, l'shakel, he won't buy it with that signature. The Gemara continues, and even in a city where they don't have the signature, we also don't say that it's prohibited to hold them, that there is at all, there's no appointed people coming to check the measures. Abu Mahandasi, but if from time to time there's people coming to check, then there is nothing in this halacha. There's no prohibition to hold these blemished measures because we're not worried that he's going to use them because he's afraid of those people that are appointed. And the Gemara retracts and says, "Vallahi, it's not true that in the place where they sign, or in the place where there is mamunim, there's people that come to look. That's not true that you are allowed to keep these blemished measures. It's always prohibited to leave them, and the reason is because zimnin demiskere demikre. Because sometimes it happens that you comes a time in Bein HaShemashes in the middle before nighttime when everybody is busy and everybody's in a rush and they don't pay attention that the measure is not proper. Umikre mishakil, and it'll happen that the buyer will purchase with that measure." The Gemara proves from a braisa its conclusion that it's always asur, it's always prohibited to have these blemished measures. A person should not leave a deficient measure or a measure that has more in his house. Even it's used for a bucket of meimer aglayim, because we're still afraid you might use it. But he can make of so tarkav, chatzi tarkav, kav. These different measures and the veroiva, that's a quarter of a kav, which is a loik, the same, it's an eighth of a kav, it's a chatzi loik, the chatzi toimen, which is the size of a bay of mechza.